Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are going to kick this day off with a little bit of stuff from Combat Speed LLC in the person of Super Dave Harrington. How are you, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm intrigued because obviously, normally when Dave and I are sitting there talking about what we're going to talk about, it's almost like a consensus, but today Dave's got something on his mind, so I'm all ears. Let's talk about skill development in the name of instructors developing that. Let's hear about this.
Well, I've just been thinking, putting some things together. I do instructor development programs kind of once in a blue moon. And I had a conversation with a dude. It's fairly interesting. And what I identified as, critically important in respect to being a firearms instructor is what do you actually know about it? What is the depth of your knowledge? But then how do you convey that? Well, it's a credibility issue that you need to be able to shoot, but how well? You know what I mean? So, in a sense, it's not an easy thing to map out in respect to how to go about doing it. You know what I mean? Because there really is no national standard. There's normally what happens is, let's just say we have a gun range that has X clientele, and then based on the collective ability of that clientele, that facility should offer, training and be able to backstop it with qualified personnel. And what I mean by that is whoever's running that training or that program, they need to have the knowledge and ability to backstop whatever level of training that program hopes to accomplish. You follow me?
I do.
So when you get into vetting, who you're going to receive training from, and I highly encourage, everybody out there to do it. I mean, it's kind of funny because everybody will, they'll spend half a day calling around to find the best plumber, and God knows what he's going to charge, based on the job that needs to be done. But then when it comes to firearms instruction, one of the most difficult things for people to really formulate in their mind is, what exactly do they need? What are they looking for? What do they want? Do they want to just be able to, be familiar and be able to safely handle and load and fire and unload and clear, store the gun? Is it, what is the purpose of the firearm? Is it for sport, hunting, self-defense, combination of all three? What do you want to be prepared of? So you you kind of got, as a firearms instructor, you kind of got your work cut out for you. You know what I mean? Because speaking for myself, when I run a program, I don't have a vetting mechanism where I can vet everybody either by background and experience or current ability level. You know, I've got to be prepared to answer the mail on all levels, you know, from the least experienced to the most experienced in the crew. So knowing that, I got to thinking, which normally gets me in trouble, but if you take it to the next level, what is really important about your abilities as an instructor? Well, dig this. Here's what I've decided. What are your, now, this is going to be balanced against your knowledge and experience, not just what you know, but what you're able to currently perform, and, of course, the experience of working with people over time. So dig this. What I feel is the most valuable skill a good firearms instructor has are their powers of observation. Based on, you know, let me clarify here. I don't tell people what to do and then how to do it, because that's too complicated. And I'll tell you why. We don't have the same physical abilities, the same visual acuity, the same size hands. Even if you had the same size hands, do you possess the same level of manual dexterity, you know, mental and physical coordination, blah, 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 ad infinitum, right?
Right.
So, but I do know what you need to do with the firearm, okay? Basically, there's three main things, and the fourth thing is, it's kind of intangible. It applies across the spectrum. You've got to stabilize the firearm with a target. You've got to understand aiming and do so with the tools that are on the firearm. You have to be able to apply physical action to it, pressing the trigger, without disturbing the working relationship of the gun with the target. And there's elements of timing involved in all three of those aspects. So basically, knowing that, by exercising my powers of observation, watching an individual fire, my primary task is to evaluate what that individual is bringing to the table and then guide them accordingly based on what they show me they know and understand by, you know, satisfying task X, and then breaking down what I would recommend they do based on those four guidelines. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
But tailored to the individual based on what they, are bringing to the table, what they have to work with. And there's so many things that are out there that have a direct influence on your ability to perform that have absolutely nothing to do with shooting. For example, are you a good listener? Can you follow instructions? Are you good at sequencing a task? If you're good at sequencing a task, how good are you at multitasking? You follow me? Because
yes.
You're doing all of that in respect to attempting to perform the integrated act of firing.
And hang on right there. Hang on right there. The integrated act of firing. Because we're coming up on the first break, and if you want to actually take one of these classes from Super Dave, well, you have to go to his website, combatspeed.com. Work in progress. He's mobile, agile, hostile, all that other stuff. Getting around. Go sign up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
because Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we're talking about instructors developing their skill set, skill development, that kind of thing. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed where some of your best instructors... Now, I'm relating this from the martial art world, because I saw this within the martial art world. Some of your best instructors were never your best fighters. And your best fighters, in a lot of cases, were never the best instructors.
True, but if you're going to receive instruction, why not receive instruction from the best person you can?
Right.
The one that's performed at the higher level. But, see, it really depends on what you want to accomplish in the first place. You know what I mean?
I do.
If you want to just come up to speed on a baseline level, then find somebody that can do that. Do you follow me on that train of thought?
I do. I get that. I mean, that's...
I mean, there's no reason to spend the money on a high-end instructor that's going to only expose you to something that is going to take you years to accomplish.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. Now, looking at shooting, right, versus the martial arts. The martial arts is something different as far as becoming good at it. A lot of repetition.
Right.
A lot of practice required. Whereas with a gun, you know, if you can listen a little bit and adapt a couple of it's a much shorter curve. And the reason I was asking that is because I think all of the instructors I've ever dealt with are probably some of the more competent gunfighters, if you will, that are out there today.
Well, there's no one way to do anything. And I always encourage, you know, regardless of your ability level or, you know, what kind of equipment you have or can afford or how much of it, you should always receive training periodically from qualified people just to kind of refresh your interest, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's very easy. Shooting's just like anything else. It's very easy to fall in line with the stuff you like doing or are good at, and that's all you do, instead of working on the things that you're not good at or, you know, possibly have, you know, trouble with. If you go to a well-rounded training program periodically, it should eliminate that from taking place. You know what I mean? Because
I do.
You stay fresh, you stay motivated, interested, and want to excel. Coming back to the end of the last segment about the integrated act of firing, think about that for a second. That's a very accurate description. But there's one aspect to the description that should jump out at you. You figure out what it is?
I'm not even going to try.
The integrated act of firing. You've got to stabilize the firearm. You've got to aim it. You've got to apply physical action to it to make it go bang, a.k.a. press the trigger. And there's elements of timing in all three aspects. But the biggest element of timing is you have to be able to satisfy those requirements in line with the shooting problem you're trying to solve. And you've got to do it simultaneously in real time. Especially, you know, for example, if you're moving and the target's moving. There's many different aspects of timing that come into the play of that problem. But how well prepared are you to do it? You know, how, and the thing about it is, this actually, I get a little, I don't know what to think about this. Sometimes it kills me when I see it happening. Sometimes I just get a little chuckle. But people don't understand the value of time, let alone the value of knowing what you're capable of performing within a given time frame. Now, from a shooting standpoint, I'll give you a simple example. If everything is as it should be, my pistol's loaded and holstered, can you draw and fire a good center hit on a target at 25 yards in, say, 3 seconds. Do you know if you can do that or not?
Are you asking me?
And a lot of people will go, well, you know, I'd probably just be wasting ammo. Well, so waste ammo. Okay, try it. A lot of people won't try something that they really have no idea that can actually be accomplished. So you have to show them it can be done. You know what I mean? Once they see it done, it's like, oh, okay, I'll try that. Otherwise, they never think about it. They would never think to do that because of the distance involved or whatever reason. But I'll put this forth. How do you know, or how will you know, how fast you can hit a target if you're afraid to miss it? You see what I mean? Everybody drops shots. Everybody misses.
Sure.
What's true about the matter is the miss the focus? Well, if the miss is your focus, I can't help you. My focus is I missed, so what do I need to do to hit? What's the adjustment? You know, what's the task isn't over until you hit the target. So what are the adjustments? Let's say you draw on fire and you miss your first shot. What adjustments do you make to hit the target? That's the value of that exercise or that action. Not the fact you missed, but the fact that you made the proper corrections and your next shot was a hit. You see what I mean?
I do. And you were intriguing me there for a second because you were taking me somewhere where I needed to hear that little part. But coming up on the next break. Now, Super Dave is not some mysterious guy. He's out there. He's pretty public. And if you want to see how public he is, well, you can go check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He also has a commercial page, Super Dave Harrington. And he has a YouTube channel as well, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise, President Biden is taking action.
So today I'm announcing that the largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic.
Biden making the announcement as the average price for a gallon of gasoline across the United States is $3.41 a gallon. As far as how this will happen,
I brought together other nations to contribute to the solution. India, Japan, Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom have agreed to release additional oil from their reserves.
Last month, when Biden was asked about releasing the energy reserves, he said it would only help by about 10 cents a gallon. The administration also asking a federal appeals court to lift the pause on the government's vaccine requirements for large businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News. Airlines around the country are bracing for a surge in travelers ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. hoping the weather forecast remains calm as millions more Americans will hit the roads or skies. The TSA saying Friday was the single busiest air travel day since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, as it screened 2.24 million travelers. TSA expecting to screen 20 million air passengers during the busy Thanksgiving travel period. One airport that has been consistently busy is the Tampa airport. Airport CEO Joe Lapano is pleasantly surprised.
It caught us a bit by surprise. It caught the airlines a bit by surprise. I think they've all learned a lot about what the customers need and how the traffic is coming back. I'm very confident that they're going to do a good job over the holidays for us.
Dollar Tree announcing on Tuesday that most of their prices will rise to $1.25 after the first of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking about, teaching teachers, but also helping teachers be better teachers. Is that fair, Super Dave?
Right, exactly. You just have to have a better feel. Hey, here's an example. You got to have a better feel for the person themselves. Okay, dig this. If just take into consideration, you know, you were vetted, blah, blah, blah. They know who you are. They come to you for a specific reason. A lot of people don't even know what to ask for. You know what I mean? They don't really know enough about the subject. They know how they want to apply it. But there's a gap in respect to what they're going to have to do to be able to perform that at that level, right? And that's natural. However, you can bite off more than you can chew. But the one thing I really wanted to touch on is there's shooting ability in respect to, you know, describing it as your marksmanship ability, and then, you know, fighting with guns or combat marksmanship, that's a different animal. So dig this. It's a parasitic relationship. It's not symbiotic. Your combat marksmanship ability is going to rest or draw on your marksmanship ability, not the other way around. But dig this. Regardless of your ability level, if you have a permit and you carry, skill is immaterial. The responsibility of carrying is the same for everyone. You know what I mean? And you're fully expected to know and abide by your rules of engagement. Now, that's going to depend on, you know, are you just straight up Joe Civilian? Are you employed? Does your employment require firearms as part of your daily goings on, and what guidelines do you abide by for on the job use? And then, of course, you know, DOD or some military mechanism, you still have to know what your rules of engagement are, man, period. They provide the framework for, you know, justifiable application of lethal force. But it also provides for, this is what you don't, if nobody tells you, if you don't understand your rules of engagement, there's a quite a bit of psychological preparation that you can draw from your rules of engagement, because that is your legitimacy, that is your framework. Now, you must exercise sound judgment in respect to, you know, coming to the determination that you're within your rules of engagement to act. But then once you have come to that conclusion, what do you do next? You know what I mean? You've got to make a decision and go with it. So there's a distinct, I draw a distinct separation between, is the individual wanting to learn how to shoot better? Because then I'll focus on the mechanics of shooting. Or do you want to fight with guns? Which will focus on fighting with guns, but your shooting ability is definitely going to be the primary focus in respect to solving, I guess, tactical shooting problems, if you want to call it that. Did you get all that, man?
I did.
I did.
Hey, man. I had to serve in the military. I had to listen there, too.
Right. It's, but it's kind of, I don't know, man. I just have a lot of fun with it. The, you know, I dig on being able to, work with people, have a positive influence, and literally watch them get better in just a matter of time. Speaking of which, shout out to a good friend of mine, Sam Vester, in Laredo, Texas. Sam provides the perfect example of what I'm talking about. I've been working with Sam. I've worked with Sam three times over the last 2 years. And what this young man did in the interim time frame is actually applied himself and practiced. My last interaction with him was extremely like, wow. I mean, he's the same person, but he's not the same guy when it comes to his shooting skills. I mean, the dude has really improved, you know, 100%, and then some. And it's just, he provides a perfect example of, you know, when you get it in your head, you know what, here's one important thing I need to point out. One of the most important things a firearms instructor can do on any level is instill the desire in the individuals they're working with to want to get better. Because the fact of the matter is if you don't want it, if the individual doesn't want to get better, they're not going to get better. They're not going to put the time and energy and resources into developing the level of skill required or wanted if they don't want it, you know? A good instructor will be able to do that with without much effort, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something I have observed, and I found this interesting. And I had the same thing happening. I just didn't admit it to myself. But when I took a class with Steve, you know, Steve is in that era that you occupy, and there were some of his students were awestruck of him. Now I wasn't awestruck of him. I just wanted his approval real bad, you know. So. They were having trouble focusing, right?
Okay.
And I don't
the
think...
group?
Well, just a few of us. Just a few of us.
Okay.
There were a few that were very accomplished shooters, and, you know, They might have been better than Steve. There was one guy there named Steven. I don't remember his last name, but he might have been a little bit better. But it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until Steve started explaining that, you know, if he didn't go shoot when he was missing, he would never go shoot and practice. And he you
when
know,
he was doing what? If you never did it when?
Well, you just now said if you have to waste ammunition to see if you can make the shot, waste it, right?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
So Steve's not afraid of missing the target. And he made that very clear. I'm not afraid of missing the target. That means that I know I have something to work on. So that sort of loosened everybody up, certainly loosened me up. So I think that's a very important point to make. And I think that can probably shake a whole lot of things loose from time to time.
Oh, yeah. If you ever have an opportunity to shoot with somebody who is better than you are, do it. And if you have that opportunity, then when that individual is shooting, you need to go into observation mode and watch everything they do and how they do it. But I think what you'll find as a common thread across the spectrum is the individual remains calm.
Hang on right there, Dave. Hang on right there. Calm. I like it calm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Anywhere you'd like to go to finish this show, sir?
Well, I can just kind of do a little synopsis, man, and wrap this up.
Please.
The bottom line is, a good instructor will motivate you on all levels. The thing about it is, why is that so important? You have to, as an instructor, you have to be able to intuitively kind of get a read on people, not just, I'll give you an example. Within 5-10 minutes of me watching you interact with your gear, like, say, gearing up, I'll kind of have a good read on what your ability level is. You follow me?
I do.
Just based on your confidence and how you're interacting with your equipment. The whole thing, ending the last segment about remaining calm, is that something that you want to do at all times? Now, here's the first opportunity. Excuse me. The first opportunity that you have to learn how to control adrenaline is when, you get excited a little bit. It's different for everybody. You may get a little, butterflies in your stomach or whatever, but I still get butterflies a little bit because I don't take it for granted that I'm working with a machine that can seriously injure or kill myself or somebody else. Firearms are serious business. It's inherently, you're accepting right up front, it's inherently dangerous to be involved with firearms in the first place. So you always want to acknowledge, observe, and apply the necessary level of safety that's required by, whatever level of involvement you're working with at the time. But dig this. I still get excited. I still have to control adrenaline, and especially, whether it's a live demo for a training crew or, I'm shooting some live video or something like that, you still feel the jazz, and you got to learn how to control that and make it work for you, not against you. And it's as simple as if you can keep it in the forefront of your mind to remain calm at all times, no matter what transpires. Because once you get spun up, it's kind of hard to spin down. And it's harder to think, it's harder to do anything if you allow adrenaline to have a negative influence, on what you're doing. Absolutely huge, man. Remain calm at all times, and you'll be surprised at how things smooth out. Bottom line is, you have to put the time in on the guns. If you want to be a strict marksman along the lines of a bullseye shooter, well, you have to shoot bullseyes. You have to shoot legit-sized bullseyes at a legit distance, legit range, to develop the skill required to score well in that realm. Now, you don't have to be, you don't necessarily have to be a bullseye shooter to be a combat marksman either. But if you are, you're going to be able to take advantage of those abilities or that skill when it comes time to shift gears or downshift from a fast piece of work in order to deliver a precision shot to continue, you know, solving the problem. It's just, it is such a broad scope topic, really, with so many moving parts. For me, I see it as an opportunity. You know, every time I'm prepping to do a gig, and of course I do prep, you know, I do my own, thing. Normally what I do is, I'll get a idea from the host. The host, I'll request that the host put a core crew of people together and they put their heads, together and decide what it is they actually want to focus on or work on. Then I will tailor the training program to satisfy that requirement, or there's other programs that I offer that I can select and choose from. But the bottom line is I always practice, I always rehearse, and at a minimum, if time is a factor, I do timeline rehearsals, which are more program level related. You know, based on, you know, X number of people, is this exercise going to work or am I going to have to tailor it because of the number of people? Because, you know, it's an exercise that I would run people through individually. So, you know, of course, you know, that's basic math. You take an exercise where everybody can fire simultaneously versus an exercise where everybody's got to be run individually, and that's training time. So that exercise better have a very high value because of the amount of time it's going to take to cycle everybody through it. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, but that's all more training development, management, if you want to look at it like that. But it's, you know, I always look forward to having an opportunity to you know, have a positive influence on people. And even if, you know, my name's Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ, I make mistakes. And the bottom line is if I show you what to do and how to do it and you choose to adopt that and it works for you, great. But the flip side of the coin is, you know, I very well may show you something that you don't want to do. And you have a better understanding of why. You know, you're better prepared to make choices. Just because I say it doesn't make it so, but it provides people different perspectives and therefore provides them better choices when the time comes for them to choose what it is they need to do right here, right now, in real time to solve the problem. And that's all I got.
Well, that's pretty good, though. That's pretty good. I think the thing about being an instructor at a certain level is that with, I think part of the problem, it might even be social media because, you know, you do social media.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's where people try to get a feel for you, figure out who you are and what you're about. And, you know, then there's a reputation, which is also spread through social media. And let's face it, you got a lot of guys that think very highly of you, that a lot of people think very highly of. And I think that all plays a part into it. But I also think that if a student can get with an instructor, and that instructor, no matter how famous or lit or happening he may be, I think if that instructor can put that student enough at ease to where they concentrate on the task, I think that's an exceptional instructor.
I agree with you, man. I'm gonna clean that up for you just a little bit.
Well, you got a minute. You got a minute to clean it up.
A good firearms instructor will be able to influence the individual's belief system, you know, as a person. Because if that person does not believe what you are telling them is going to work, they're not going to do it. They're not going to try it. They might entertain you for a little while, but then they'll just go back to doing whatever it was they were doing before.
Right.
You have to be able to influence an individual's belief system and, you know, show and tell how they're going to benefit from it. Not always an easy thing to do.
No, it's always great when I can go to a class and a light goes off in my head. So,
right.
And Dave and I have got some training. We're scheming to do a little training. I'm waiting to see how this. I got a couple of things going on right now. I don't know if I've talked to you about this or not. I need to have a chat with you about that one. But in any event, for those of you that want to train with Super Dave, you got to go to combatspeed.com. Sergeant First Class Harrington, it was very good to entertain you this afternoon.
Dude, I had a good time, man. Look forward to next week. Be safe. Shoot first if you have to, man.
Hit often. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Take care. Out.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.